Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What were you saying to yourself to keep yourself going to play the sport you love as long as you could?
Right. Just know like that I was resilient because I had been through different things, right? So it was one of those things like, all right, like this is just a part of your story, right? I remember telling myself that often, like, man, this is just another part of your story. Like you've been through stuff like this before.
That's good.
So you're just going to have to push through it, right? And it didn't feel good in the process. Yeah. Like, I mean, I remember times, many people actually don't know this. I didn't even tell this part of it. After my first year, right? I mean, I'm coming from a Division I college,
right,
and going to a junior college, and I'm being told like, hey, you're going to be the man here. Like you, like my, one of my best friends from high school, he's like, oh, E, you need to come here. You're going to kill it.
Yeah.
I got cut that year.
Wow.
I got cut that year by the coach.
Wow.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven and family-focused and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience. I am one of your hosts, Tracy Self, here with Darnell Self. But guess what? We have a guest today.
Yes, Mr. Edmund Hunter. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for joining us here with the Self-Talk Experience. And if you're new to the Self-Talk Experience audience, welcome. We appreciate you all being here. Thanks for all the likes, the follows, the shares. And remember, the Self-Talk Experience is all about the things we say to ourselves about ourselves. Remember, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determines what we attract and even who we attract for ourselves.
That's how I got you.
Oh, jeez. We have a guest. We have company. Can you act right?
Okay.
I'm used to it.
But hold on. How did you get me with Self-Talk?
Because I said things to myself like, send me somebody amazing, send me somebody handsome, send me somebody who would let me be a stay-at-home mom. It works.
Whatever. You're not even thinking about being a stay-at-home mom back then. Anyway. Yeah,
go with it.
Okay, I'm going with it. Well, listen, we have Mr. Hunter from Arizona. Are you originally from Arizona?
I am. Yeah, born and raised. Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff. Well, I know we're going to kind of jump right into you as an adult.
Okay.
So have you always had dreams of being a basketball, professional basketball player?
As long as I can remember. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I've been playing probably since I was about 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was either that or I was going to be a professional chess player, believe it or not. Yeah. Believe it or not. Yeah.
Chess player? Yeah.
Look, my dad taught me how to play chess when I was 5.
Wow.
And yes, my dad was really good. Taught me how. So he was like, yes, he pushed me into sports, but we really, that was time for us, right, to really connect. So I learned how to play at a really young age. I got pretty good. I was in some different tournaments, things like that, believe it or not. Yeah. Okay. Like chess is a thing for me, for real. So yeah, I was really good at chess, but yeah, basketball has always been my love. So I ran track. I played basketball, you name it. I did it, but basketball was absolutely, yeah, that was it for me.
So how was high school basketball? Were you like the star of the team? Did you ride the bench?
Man, you know, so it's funny because I had an experience. This is like story of my life. It's never just been like just, okay, you're the guy, right? Like it's never been that way. Like I'm so thankful I've had a strong work ethic once from my father as well. But No, like I was really short. I was 5'3" as a freshman in high school.
What?
Yeah, so I'm 6'4" now, wow. Right?
But dude, that's a spurt. Like,
I was 5'3" as a freshman, so I played on the freshman team. I was the star of the freshman team, and then my sophomore year I had a little bit of a growth spurt, and I was on the JV and varsity basketball team.
Okay.
And then it wasn't until really my junior year where things kind of took off for me.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So hold on. When did the growth spurt happen?
The end of my sophomore to my junior year.
Wow.
Yeah, so I went from back after summer break. They were like, wow.
Yeah, they're like, right, yeah. Like I went from being a point guard to like, oh, you're a forward now. You know, it was it's crazy because I was 5'3 as a freshman. I was about 5'6, 5'7 as a sophomore.
Okay.
And I came back as a junior, like 6'2. So it's like, what's going on? I was all clumsy and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Hold on. So, because you know, sometimes, you know, people say, oh man, you know, he wears a size 13. He's going to be tall.
Right.
Were you always like a size 13 and then your height? Or did your.
No, like, good thing it like kind of progressively.
Right.
Like, because yeah, that would have been,
you know,
like,
sometimes 5'3,
yeah, right? They got boat shoes,
right?
No, like, I was one of those, like, my dad is tall, my dad is 6'1",
okay.
But he has a smaller foot, he's like a size 9,
okay.
So, I had a small, so nobody, yeah, you know, you didn't know if I was gonna be tall like that or not.
Right. No one saw it coming,
right? You didn't see it coming.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to college. Yeah. I want to take you somewhere here.
Okay.
So what? Talk to me about college ball.
Yeah. So I had some different opportunities to play college ball, but none of them that, like, I always told myself I was a D1 athlete. Right. I was like, I'm a D1 athlete. I want to go D1. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have those offers coming out of high school that I wanted. Mm-hmm. But it was, man, so funny. My mother, she was sending out like my game tapes, like all my highlight tapes. She was sending that to all these colleges because I was stressing out about where was I going to be able to go. And I didn't think it was going to happen for me. So mom jumps in. She's like, we're going to figure this thing out. She's like, look, figuring out whatever she has to do. She's sending out my game tapes. She's getting some calls back.
Right.
So she sends a tape to the University of Arizona. Okay. And at that time, like early 2000s, Arizona, they get the number one recruiting class every year. Right. Okay. And so I was in top 50 in the nation. And someone called her and actually said that, is your son top 50? And she was like, I don't know. I think he is. Right. She's like, I think he is. And they're like, yeah, you know, I'm not sure. But somehow it got to the assistant coach, Josh Pastner. Mm-hmm. And Josh was a walk-on at Arizona.
Okay.
And he called my mom and he gave her some advice and some tips of what to do and said, hey, we got some connections here and there.
Right.
I ended up being able to go to Arizona State and I walked on there,
wow.
Which was awesome. Had a great opportunity, you know, there. Ended up after that going, after that first year, coach got fired, stuff like that. So I ended up going to a junior college and I played a couple of years at the junior college, went back to Arizona State to finish my degree.
Wow. So how did you playing professional ball, how did that transition take place?
Yeah, so once I was done with college, I still wanted to play. I was playing in some pro leagues, some semi-pro leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Corey Williams. He played at Arizona University as well. And he started a pro league in Tucson and like a lot of top athletes would come play there. And there was, I guess a scout you call him. Mm-hmm. He became like my agent.
Wow.
Okay.
His name is, Albert, and he had opportunities in Mexico.
Okay.
And so, a couple of my really close friends, they had already gone to Mexico to play. And so they took me out there with them,
wow.
Did really well. And got picked up by a team there in Mexico. Wow. And so, yeah, so that had always,
that's so
always
awesome, been the thing, man. And that, so I'm imagining your self-talk at that time because you're going through kind of some peaks and valleys of, yeah. All right, I'm excited. All right, you know what I mean? I'm walking on. And then, you know, things happen throughout this career. What were you saying to yourself to keep yourself going to play the sport you love as long as you could?
Right. Just knowing, like, that I was resilient because I had been through different things, right? So it was one of those things like, all right, like, this is just a part of your story, right? I remember telling myself that often, like, man, this is just another part of your story. Like, you've been through stuff like this before.
That's good.
So you're just going to have to push through it, right? And it didn't feel good in the process. Yeah. Like, I mean, I remember times, many people actually don't know this. I didn't even tell this part of it. After my first year, right? I mean, I'm coming from a Division I college,
right,
and going to a junior college, and I'm being told, like, hey, you're going to be the man here. Like, you, like, my one of my best friends from high school he's like, oh, E, you need to come here. You're going to kill it.
Yeah.
I got cut that year.
Wow.
I got cut that year by the coach.
Wow.
Hold on, a junior and junior college.
From the junior college.
Coming from the D1.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, I got cut that year. I don't feel like I deserve that, but, you know, there's some other things at play. But I remember sitting down next to my friend's car in tears because I was just like, how? Like, is this happening? You know, like, I'm one of the best guys on the team. they didn't feel like I was ready physically. Come to find out I had a viral infection. I was really sick, didn't know it. I was just pushing through it. Wow. Ended up in the hospital a couple of days later. And so that's really why my frame had, you know, dropped down like that. But I didn't get to play that year. I still showed up to every single one of their games. Mm. Even the games that were on the road, I traveled.
Wow.
The coach had to see me every single game. And he was just like, dude, you are so committed.
Such
like
commitment.
And he apologized to me. He was like, I'm sorry. You know, like your character is just unbelievable. You know, you're supporting the team like this. You're still at every single game.
Because at that point, you could have said, forget it.
Yeah, I'm going to go somewhere else. Yeah. Like I had, you know, but I was just determined. So it was just kind of that's always been my road. Like it hardly has ever been one of those things where it's just like, oh, you're qualified. You got it. Right. Mm-hmm. Like whether it's been a job, whether it's been, you know, sports, just in life, there's always been some adversity, but it's almost like you start to look for it to happen in a good way. Like, you know, like it's supposed to happen and I know how to get through it. You know what I mean? Yeah. A lot of that is because of the self-talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Well, you know what's so great is, I'm sorry, you're going to say something?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know what's so great is that, you know, we often say how you do one thing is how you do everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you overcoming, whether it be, you know, situations where it was a setback or seemingly a setback, whether things didn't go according to your plan,
right,
and you were able to quickly make an adjustment. And, you know, quick is relative. You know, it could be days, it could be weeks, but you still bounce back.
Right.
So now you're in business. We're business partners, by the way. And, you know, I know that you've gone through some ebbs and flows and peaks and valleys in your business as an entrepreneur, too.
Sure.
And I'm sure probably even your career prior to getting started in your own business. Mm-hmm. Not only are you leading yourself to such a high level, you know, doing really well here, you're earning a strong six-figure income, which you're really proud of, by the way, man, congrats.
Mm-hmm.
But now leading other people to do the exact same thing, which is huge, right? Being able to now lead other people on their way to six figures.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about maybe some of the pain points you've experienced being in business for yourself and how that aligns with valleys in any area of your life. And what are you saying to yourself, man? Not just to get you going, but also to keep other people going.
Yeah. Mm. That's I don't want to say it's a loaded question, but I mean, there's so much to it, man, because especially in business, like it's daily, you know what I mean? Like
that's true.
You have to be prepared for the fact that things likely aren't going to go the way that you plan them to. But I had to learn that, you know, so early on in the business, I had some success, I guess you could say fairly quickly. I mean, like my first month, you know, so like in this type of a business, you're like, oh, I'm killing it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, I mean, that,
I made an extra, yeah, I made an extra $1,000, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like on a part-time basis. So it's like, it's just up from here, you know? Mm-hmm. And when it wasn't, it was like, oh, okay. So there's some things I got to learn, which I'm okay with that. Yeah. I've got a strong work ethic. If you can show me how to do something,
right,
I'm like, okay, I got it. Mm-hmm. But that took time. So it was like, why is this not like, mm-hmm. why is it not happening the way that I feel like it should? Because I understand it now, right? Like I know how to do these different things in business. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that a lot of it had to do with leadership. Mm-hmm. And so that was a self-talk, I think, initially that I had to have with myself mm-hmm. of where was I lacking? What did I need to get better in? And yeah. and that was okay, right? Because mm-hmm. I was used to being really good at different things. Like, I mean, running track, playing basketball, like I've done things on a high level.
Right. Right.
So then coming into this space and feeling like I'm supposed to be the man right. and then not, right? Like that was challenging, but like, yeah. okay, what do I need to learn in yeah. order to continue to get better?
That's good. And look, this is so key, guys. I want you guys to miss this because you said, first of all, it's daily. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Secondarily, you said you almost have an expectation that something will probably go wrong in business. Mm-hmm. But yet you're still looking at the glass half full because you can't think mm-hmm. something's going to go wrong and you be negative.
Right.
Sometimes you're like, yeah, I knew something was going to go wrong today. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you're preparing yourself mentally. It's like mental stamina. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I may fall down, but I'm definitely getting back up.
Right.
Right.
Is that the kind of conversation you're having?
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 1,000%.
And energy is key. If you have your energy always high, even if something's not going well, your energy can take over in mm-hmm. that in those moments.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Every day you have to wake up with that new energy. Yeah. And that's hard to teach. Yeah. It's hard to teach people to kind of look within and get that energy up.
Right.
Yeah. We talk about that all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah. And you've done that.
Right.
Yeah. Any tips on how to inspire others to lead themselves? Because not only have you learned how to lead yourself now mm-hmm. With disciplining your disappointments.
Yeah.
And being able to come back quickly, but now you're teaching other people to do that.
Right. Yeah. So I guess I would say my main tip would be to get around others that you mm-hmm. believe emulate what that looks like.
Yeah. That's
good. And so I've always had great mentors, mm-hmm. right? Whether that was my father, that's been my number one mentor in my life, mm-hmm. You, sir, and then others in our space, right? Harold Branch, you know, Mike Humes. I mean, there's so many people in our space, in our business, but just even in my life, great people like my cousin, Corey's like my best friend, but I have good men, mm-hmm. especially around me that emulate what it is that I see as like resilience, as, you know, bouncing back. Mm-hmm. So number one is like to be around people okay. that are positive, like people that have picked themselves back up because you can lean on their experience, mm-hmm. right? One thing my father used to always tell me was, you know, he said, you know, son, a smart person learns from their mistakes, mm. right? A wise person learns from the mistakes of others.
Yeah.
And so being around people that have already made the mistakes and being yeah. willing, right, and humble yeah. enough to say, well, how'd you get through that? Because once again, knowing like stuff is going to happen,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like it's going to happen. Yeah. Maybe it hasn't happened yet,
yeah.
but it's going to happen. Not in a negative way, like, yeah. oh, I can't believe I'm going to have to experience these things, but being prepared, like, hey, mm-hmm. stuff is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And what did you do mm-hmm. in those moments, right? Yeah. So now, like me and you, we talk about it often, like about pivoting.
Yeah.
It helps you to do that faster yeah. because you've already kind of heard, discipline your disappointments. I had never heard that mm-hmm. until I met you, right? But learning what that meant to yeah. discipline your disappointments, it was like, okay, I get that now, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm never too high, I'm never too low,
yeah.
right? But I wouldn't have known that if I didn't have the right mentors.
So good,
that's huge because a lot of people won't humble themselves to even do that. Mm. A lot of us won't ask the questions because right. we're embarrassed or we yeah. don't need anybody else's advice.
Yeah.
But to be the type of person that's open,
yeah.
to be vulnerable and say, hey, how did you do that?
Yeah.
And it's helpful.
Yeah. And that, but you know, because what good is it having great mentors around you if you're not coachable?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's because they're trying their best to pour into you, but yeah. you're like, you're listening, but at the same time, you're not receiving the information in a way where you're saying, yeah, I'm going to go implement this. You're like, oh, I hear you, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's right.
I hear you. I'm sure that works for you. Yeah.
Right.
But are you listening though?
Right, exactly. Like, are you truly in a way where it's like, okay, I'm going to act as if I know nothing mm-hmm. so that I can receive everything. Mm.
That's good.
If not, you filter through what you think. You're filtering through your own experiences, mm-hmm. which you feel can apply to you, instead right. of saying, let me take mm-hmm. in everything, go yeah. execute, and automatically you will walk down a path through the lens that you've that you've had in the past, but yet learning from what you've been told in the right. present.
Yeah. Right.
That's good.
And that's the key. So now you avoid pitfalls from the past, but yet you're able to move with more effectiveness mm-hmm. and efficiency because you've got someone saying, oh, by the way, three more steps up and make sure you turn to the left because there's a mine right there.
Right.
And because you don't know, you've never been there before. That's what great mentorship is about. And that's why I feel like you have succeeded at the levels that you have, because even when your coach said, hey, look, we might have to cut you, or we are going to cut you, you're like, hey, I'm still going to stay around.
Show up.
And I'm still going to show up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm That's still going to show up, man. And just like you're here with us right now in Houston, but you're in Arizona yeah. because we had a big event. You're like, hey, I'm showing up. We had people that didn't come up the street from Houston because they were like, there's traffic out there on the 610.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And you got a flight.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the difference.
Difference maker.
Yeah. But those are the folks who like, man, I'm just trying to be like you. I'm trying to get to that six figures. Like,
yeah,
no, but you're not willing to do what you're willing to do.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. All right, guys. Well, listen, we are excited because we have Mr. Edmond Hunter here with us today. And I'm sure that you guys gained some things from his self-talk. Any final words you want to share with the self-talk experience audience?
I think that it would just be that I can't stress enough like how true that statement is, like the things that you say to yourself about yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if people internalize it as much as they should, right? Mm-hmm. And that everything happens for me and not to me. Like just there's subtle things like they're said, but if you really like take them to heart, right? Like there's so many things that are going to happen in our lives. And when you really take each one of those things that happen and say, how is this happening for me?
Yeah.
Cause in the moments, it doesn't feel like it. It's like, yep. this is happening to me right now. Like,
yep.
You know, hey, sir, this is one of them situations right. where this is happening to me. But when you really internalize and say, okay, how can I take a step back and look at how is this yeah. actually happening for me?
So good.
You can shift things so quickly because you start to find solutions,
yeah.
right? You're so solution focused and oriented. Yeah. You're not waiting for someone to give it to you, but you're actually creating that
yeah.
for yourself by looking at how is this actually happening for me? How can I benefit, right? So
that's so good.
I love it.
So good. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having
yeah,
me.
Thank you, man. We appreciate that. All right, guys, another episode of the Self-Talk Experience. Remember the things we say to ourselves about ourselves, as Mr. Hunter said, will eventually determine what you attract for yourself if you internalize it while it's happening for you, not just to you.
Absolutely.
And remember, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail.
Take care, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself. Talk good to yourself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.